Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It's Monday, the 6th of December. Here we are at Weather Wisdom, our forecast for the day and the coming days. And we definitely have some weather to talk about with the showers for today. I also want to mention, of course, that Clover Food Labs continues to sponsor us. You can check them out. Use the code GROWINGWISDOM and get one of their boxes. Great time of the year to do that. So we've got the showers around for today. Couple of things happening. We have a warm front moving through. Temperatures actually have been steady and going up during the night, so we're in the low to mid 40s right now. As that warm front comes through here over the next couple of hours, it's about 550 right now, we're going to see the showers likely, and temperatures will, behind the showers, just kind of bump up. I think the showers, most of them are out of here between about 7 and 11 o'clock, so that's the window of shower activity. We get into the low, maybe middle 60s this afternoon as winds become gusty. There's a wind advisory along the coast south of Boston, including the Cape and the islands. And then we're going to have a little bit of a break in the shower activity behind that warm front. So we're in the warm sector. So picture a line going by, a red line on weather maps. That's the warm front. Now you're in the air behind it. Now, to our left, there's a cold front, and that's swinging towards the east. It's moving towards the right. And that cold front is going to bring another round of showers. That'll move in late this evening and the first part of the overnight up until about 10 or 11 o'clock. There could be even the rumble of thunder with that. Behind that front, temperatures dramatically fall. We're going to fall probably at least 10 degrees in 15 or 20 minutes or so, and then it gets down to the low 30s by morning. So we go from the 40s to the 60s, back to the low 30s by tomorrow morning, probably just above freezing. Tomorrow, temperatures really don't budge very much. We're up near 40 degrees, and then we cloud over Tuesday night. Now, Wednesday, another storm system. Here's the key with this. It's going to be cold enough for snow because the storm is taking a track to our east. So we're going to be on the left side of this storm. That's the cold side, as opposed to today's, where we're on the right side of the storm as that heads up into Canada, and that's the warmer side. So back to Wednesday. Snow probably does occur for a few hours at some point during the day, maybe even into the first part of the evening. Obviously, accumulations are important. And right now, I'd say this does not look like a big deal at all. It probably looks on the order of something like nothing north and west of the line where the snow starts, building up to a coating to a couple of inches. I think that's all we end up with this system. If it starts to track a little further east, then we're going to take snow right out of the forecast. If it tracks a little further west, we'd have to up those amounts. But that's sort of what I'm looking at the present time for this snow event. Not a big deal, but certainly could cause some slippery travel for the evening commute on Wednesday. So Wednesday would be the day that if we did end up with an inch or two, especially eastern sections of Massachusetts, this would be the first time we've actually seen snow. And I don't have to tell you that folks don't necessarily handle the first snow as well as we would deeper into the winter. So just be aware that would be the travel issue, and then we'll just clear out and cool off for Thursday. And we're actually going to warm up again this coming weekend. So if there is snow on the ground, it is not going to stick around. Have a great morning.